Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Stop.
Stop.
Hammer time.
Morning, Hammer.
Good morning, man. Oh, we're just going to go after it today.
Let's go right into it. What do you got?
So you know how there's like some of those words that, you know, basically can kind of mean anything. It's just a multi-definitive word.
Uh-oh.
Has many definitions.
I don't know if that's...
That's definitely...
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure that that's...
Dude, hammer is one of those words. And I was thinking about it. First off, hammer, it could literally mean a person, me.
Okay.
I've heard people use it as a tool.
It is a tool.
That it's not. They don't use it as a tool.
It's more known as a person.
It's more known as a tool.
Anyway, well.
If you ask 100 people.
What is a hammer?
What is a hammer?
They're saying, Bennett Woods is assistant producer.
Yeah.
No, they're going to say it's the tool that I use to hammer in nails.
You can get hammered.
You can get hammered. Yes.
Drink way too many Bud Light Platinums.
You can.
Happens to me.
You can first of the night.
It's true.
Yeah, right? You can hammer. If you really like somebody, she lets you.
Oh, hammer.
Jesus. What?
Is it a verb?
Kind of.
It
can be a verb.
It's a euphemism.
Yeah. It is a euphemism for
during that. The weekend, I hammered out some bets because you can hammer down a bet. If you have a beef with somebody, like let's say me and Woods have a beef,
let's go outside
and hammer it out.
That really is a word that has many, many uses.
I would disagree. I would say that it really all stems from the one original meaning of the tool and what it does. It's both a tool, it's a noun, and it's also the verb of which you use the tool. I'm hammering the nail. But everything else just implies that determination of continuing to hit something over and over again, whether it's, you know...
Shots.
Yeah, whether it's literally or, you know... figuratively, where you're just continuing to go after something, you're hammering it over and over again. It's kind of all based on the original meaning of that hammer and the tool with what it does.
Sure, but I do feel like there are a lot of uses for the word hammer, right?
It's basically like the F word, just depending on how you use it.
That's true. F word is, I mean, there's 100 different ways that you can use the F word. And Ben has never done it.
Never done it.
I do it all the time.
And hammer. I'm just saying, those are two great words. So, and I was thinking of the
versatility. I assume you got your nickname, though, because of your dogged determination, you know, your willingness to, you know, keep at a task until it was completed. Something like that.
More so, I just thought it would be a really cool name for a linebacker to have. Like,
I love that you nicknamed yourself. I want you guys from now on to call me Ace.
Ace?
Just from now. I've always liked the nickname Ace.
But see, you're not an ace. I clearly, like, when you took one look at me, you're like, this guy's the Hebrew hammer.
Why can't I be an ace?
You're just not an ace.
Woods can be an ace.
When I think of an ace...
If Woods wants to be an ace, he can be an ace.
You're not an ace.
If I roll up, like, Ace in Stand By Me, if I roll up a pack of cigs in this sleeve here, tuck one behind my ear, I'm Ace.
Yeah, but that's not you.
All black.
Well, okay, you're rocking that right now.
All right now, as usual.
You're more of an ass than an ace.
But you can't just make... I love that he's like, did you at one point go in front of your team and say, hey, from now on, I'm Hammer. Nobody gave you that nickname. You gave it to yourself.
Did you walk into your school with that name? Did you get it in high school?
Well, I would just always, if I'd make a play, like I'd make a play in the back, I'm like, the Hebrew Hammer, let it hit! And then we'd watch film, and I'd say, damn, look at that play by the Hebrew Hammer right there.
You're talking about yourself.
But, like, you weren't Alex your freshman year, and then all of a sudden you come back from summer break.
You start ringing bells, and they're like, man, this guy's the Hammer.
Well, I always got, like, a bunch of nicknames.
No. It's Hammer now.
Yeah, people would give me these random nicknames. I got, like, Pearl Jam, because my name's Pearl.
I like that one a lot.
Pearls, which I actually really like.
Pearls is great.
But then I was like, man, I kind of want one, too. I kind of want to give me something else. So
he calls himself Hammer. Ben, any nicknames in your youth?
Not really.
No?
Higgy.
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 Higgy, that's not, Higgy some, the Biggie?
Yeah. Big Ben is obviously a pretty obvious one because of the clock and my
size.
Yeah, okay. So they get that one a lot. But I didn't give myself any of those nicknames. Like what we were talking about earlier this hour with Devlin Hodges. They start calling him Doc for, you know, it's organic. There's a reason for it.
He didn't start calling him, hey, everybody, call me Doc.
I didn't tell everyone to call me. I just kept calling myself that, and people started to catch on, and I wasn't going to stop them.
All right, well, Ben and Ace from now on. I want to be Ace. I've always liked the name.
It's not going to catch on, though, like Hammer. Hammer just caught on.
It's a good nickname, like Fly and Honey. It caught on like Fly and Honey. guy kills me. He kills me every single day.
It is incredible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.